Entry into Sleep Medicine, A Personal Perspective by Sarah Patel. As a sleep physician choosing to enter independent practice, the decision is both deeply personal and strategically deliberate. I wanted my clinical autonomy back. I was ready to build something where the patient-physician relationship actually came first. However, I was intimidated by the complexities it entailed. I quickly learned the transition from clinician to owner requires a shift in mindset. You have to be disciplined about your business strategy as you are about your clinical protocols. In the early months, I had to get incredibly honest about why this practice existed. It's easy to claim a commitment to service, but I needed to know what success looked like in year 1, 3, and 5. It guided every decision from my service mix to my ideal patient profile. I realized that even in the beginning stages, I needed to be financially viable and operationally sound. I found myself knee-deep in the alphabet soup of practice management. NPI, PICOs, APEP, all the intricacies of credentialing and payer enrollment. Engaging with Medicare and commercial payers isn't fun, but it's the difference between practicing medicine and running a charity. Without understanding how payers operate and the payer's role, your patient care will be affected. Then came more acronyms and abbreviations. Don't we need to know enough of these being physicians? I had to build the scaffolding, EMR, ICD-10, CPT, clearinghouses, accounting systems, and learning the heavy lifting of OSHA and HIPAA compliance. In this phase, I learned that efficiency and accuracy matter more than scale. You can't grow a practice that is built on a shaky foundation. You cannot be successful if inefficiencies exist. Perhaps the biggest hurdle was accepting a simple truth. Independent sleep medicine is a business as much as it is a calling. I had to become a leader in the front office, not just in the exam room. I realized that billing begins at the first patient contact. If I didn't understand deductibles, coinsurance, and denial management, the practice wouldn't survive long enough to help anyone. I kept my staffing lean but purposeful, hiring people who understood that every checklist item, from polysomnography equipment to office supplies, was a piece of a larger puzzle. Entering the independent space is about mastering these fundamentals. It's a steep learning curve, but the only way to move beyond mere survival. Learning the business of medicine from day one provided me the space and the opportunity to continue to help my patients and make a lasting impact on my community on my own terms.